Ever felt like your family just can't catch a break? It's like there's this invisible cloud of bad luck following you around, making it hard to reach your goals. And to top it off, it seems like you're always dealing with the same issues that your parents, grandparents, and even great-grandparents faced. Sound familiar? You might have heard people talking about a family curse, like some kind of never-ending cycle of negativity that's impossible to shake. But don't let that bring you down. Today, we're on a mission to break free from all that gloom and doom, and I am going to release a very powerful prayer for you in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Kindly watch till the end. Believe and open your heart to receive the blessings that comes with this prayer. Please like, comment, share this video with others. Leave your prayer requests and we will pray with you. We're going to use our faith and the wisdom we find in the good book to light our way. So, if you're tired of feeling stuck and ready to kick those generational curses to the curb, then buckle up, cause we're about to embark on a journey of liberation. And I'm here to guide you through the 5 steps to make it happen. Alright, let's start by facing the facts. Generational curses are a real thing, and they can have a big impact on our lives. You know how they say history repeats itself? Well, that's kind of what's going on here. In the Bible, in Exodus 20 verse 5, it talks about how our actions can affect not just us, but our kids, grandkids, and even great-grandkids. It's like a ripple effect, where the stuff our ancestors did can still mess things up for us today. Now, that might sound a bit heavy, but it's important to recognize it. It's like shining a light on the problem so we can see it clearly. By admitting that generational curses are a part of our lives, we're taking the first step toward breaking free from their hold on us. Think of it this way. If you're sick, you gotta admit you're sick before you can start getting better, right? It's the same with these curses. We can't fix what we don't acknowledge. So let's take a good, hard look at the situation and acknowledge that these curses are real and they're affecting us. Once we do that, we're already on our way to breaking free from their chains. Alright, let's roll up our sleeves and get to work on this. Breaking free from those generational curses means we've got to do some detective work. We need to dig deep and figure out what kinds of patterns and behaviors have been passed down in our family. So, take a look back at your family history. Do you see any recurring themes? Maybe there's a pattern of addiction, where lots of people in your family have struggled with drugs or alcohol. Or maybe it's a cycle of poverty, where it seems like no one ever gets ahead financially. And let's not forget about broken relationships. If it feels like every couple in your family ends up splitting up, that's definitely a pattern worth noticing. Now, I know this can be a tough pill to swallow. It's not easy to look at our families and see these negative patterns staring back at us. But trust me, it's worth it. Because once we can see these patterns clearly, we can start to break them. There's a saying in the Bible, in Proverbs 26 verse 2, that goes, "Like a fluttering sparrow or a darting swallow, an undeserved curse does not come to rest." Basically, it's saying that curses don't just show up out of nowhere. There's usually a reason behind them. And that reason often lies in the patterns and behaviors of our ancestors. So, let's do some soul searching. Let's spend some time reflecting on our family history and trying to figure out where these negative patterns came from. And don't forget to pray about it too. Sometimes, a little divine guidance can go a long way in helping us uncover the roots of these curses and start tearing them out by the roots. Alright, let's talk forgiveness. It's a biggie when it comes to breaking those generational curses. See, holding on to grudges and bitterness just keeps us stuck in the same old patterns. But when we forgive, when we really let go of all that hurt and anger, that's when the magic happens. Think of forgiveness like unlocking a door. When we forgive someone who's hurt us, we're not just letting them off the hook, we're setting ourselves free too. It's like saying, "Hey, what you did hurt me, but I'm not gonna let it control me anymore." And it's not just about forgiving others. We've got to forgive ourselves too. We've all made mistakes, right? But beating ourselves up over them isn't going to get us anywhere. Instead, we got to own up to our own stuff and ask for forgiveness. That's where repentance comes in. It's like saying, "I messed up, and I'm sorry. Help me do better next time." There's a verse in the Bible, in Matthew 6 verses 14 to 15, where Jesus talks about forgiveness. He says, "For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins." Pretty straightforward, right? Basically, what goes around comes around. If we want forgiveness, we gotta be willing to dish it out too. So, let's make a choice today. Let's choose to let go of all that bitterness and resentment that's been weighing us down. Let's forgive those who've hurt us, and let's ask for forgiveness for our own mistakes. 'Cause when we do, we're opening the door to healing and restoration, not just for ourselves, but for our families too. And that, my friend, is how we break free from those generational curses once and for all. All right, let's talk about prayer and faith, two super powerful tools in our arsenal for breaking free from those generational curses. Think of prayer like a direct line to the big guy upstairs. It's our way of reaching out and asking for help, guidance, and strength. And when we pray with faith, when we truly believe that our prayers will be answered, that's when the magic happens. Picture it like this. You're in a battle, and prayer is your secret weapon. With every prayer you send up, you're chipping away at those chains that have been holding you back for so long. It's like declaring war on those curses and saying, "Not today, Satan." There's this verse in the Bible, in Mark 11 verse 24, where Jesus talks about the power of prayer. He says, "Therefore I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours." In other words, if you pray for something with unwavering faith, it's yours for the taking. So, let's put that promise to the test. Let's trust in the power of prayer and boldly proclaim our freedom from those generational curses. Let's pray like we mean it, knowing that with God on our side, anything is possible. And as we break free from those chains, let's not just do it for ourselves, but for our kids, grandkids, and all the generations to come. They deserve a future free from the burdens of the past, and it's up to us to pave the way. So let's get praying, let's get believing, and let's get ready to see those curses crumble before us. All right, let's talk about living right. You know, walking the walk and talking the talk. If we want to keep our freedom from those generational curses, we've got to stay on the straight and narrow. So, what does that mean exactly? Well, it's all about living in a way that lines up with what God wants for us. It's like following a roadmap laid out in the Bible and sticking to it, even when things get tough. God's got a lot to say about how we should live our lives, and it's all there in black and white. He's like, "Hey, here's the deal. If you want to live a life full of blessings and good stuff, stick with me. But if you want to go off on your own and do your own thing, well, don't say I didn't warn you." There's this verse in Deuteronomy 30 verses 19 to 20 where God lays it all out for us. He says, "I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Now choose life, so that you and your children may live, and that you may love the Lord your God, listen to his voice, and hold fast to him." In other words, it's up to us to choose which path we want to take, the one that leads to blessings and life, or the one that leads to curses and death. So, let's make the right choice. Let's commit to living a life of obedience and surrender, knowing that when we stick with God, we're on the winning team. And hey, it's not always going to be easy. There'll be bumps in the road and temptations along the way. But with Christ by our side, we're more than conquerors. So let's lace up our boots, keep our eyes on the prize, and walk this walk together. All right, Let's wrap this up with some final thoughts on breaking those generational curses. It's definitely not going to be a walk in the park, but trust me, it's going to be worth it. First things first, we gotta acknowledge that this journey ain't gonna be easy. We're gonna have to face some tough stuff, dig deep, and do some serious soul searching. But hey, nothing worth having ever comes easy, right? So here's the game plan. We're gonna start by acknowledging the problem, recognizing that those generational curses are real and they've been holding us back for way too long. Then, we're gonna roll up our sleeves and start identifying the patterns and behaviors that have been keeping us stuck. Once we've got that figured out, it's time to forgive both others and ourselves and start praying like there's no tomorrow. And here's the kicker, we gotta live right. That means following God's word, sticking to his commandments, and choosing the path that leads to blessings and abundance. It's gonna take some serious commitment, but trust me, it'll be worth it in the end. As we set out on this journey together, let's lean on each other for support. Whether it's our faith community, our friends, or our family, we're gonna need all the help we can get. And most importantly, let's draw strength from the promises of God. 'Cause with him on our side, anything is possible. So let's step boldly into this new chapter, knowing that freedom and abundance are waiting for us on the other side. It's gonna be a wild ride, but hey, we've got each other, we've got God, and we've got the determination to see this thing through. So let's do this, together.
Mark 11 verse 24 says, "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them." Join me as we go to the Lord in prayer. Open your heart and believe so that the blessings of this prayer will come to you. Say this prayer with faith. Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you today. You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You, the Lord, you created the earth and the heavens, and all that is in them. I give you all the praise and glory. Thank you, God, for everything you have done in my life. I'm grateful for the good things and even the tough times. You've been with me through it all, and for that, I say thank you from the bottom of my heart. God of mercy and compassion, please look with pity on me. I know I have sinned against you. I ask for your forgiveness. Father, Lord, have mercy on my mistakes and failures. Every mistake I have done in word, action, and deeds, Father, forgive me. For your word clearly says in 1 John 1 verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for forgiving me. Now in the name of Jesus, I declare the power of God against any work of the enemy. Every secret agenda the devil and his cohorts have plotted against me be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. Father, your word said Christ was manifested that the works of the enemy might be destroyed. Every work of the enemy against my marriage, my job, my business, my career, my family, and children be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name, I declare fruitfulness in every area of my life. Let the power of Christ touch my life so I bear fruit. I am fruitful in my life, in my ministry, in my marriage, in my business, in my career, in my job, and in my finances, for the Lord gives us power to make wealth. Let prosperity be my portion in Jesus' name. I will not lack but have in abundance. Lord, I want to serve you with all my heart. Anything that hinders my service, Father, deliver me. God, save me from myself, save me from people who will not lead me to you, save me from desires which are not godly, things which are not in line with your word. Father, help me obey your word. Sometimes the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Lord, make me strong, make me fervent in you. Restore unto me, Lord, the joy of my salvation. Father, restore all the things I have lost, either by my ignorance or carelessness. You said in your word that the years the locust has eaten in our lives, you will restore us. Thank you, Lord, for restoring me, my family, my marriage, my career, and my ministry. Father, you sent forth your word to heal our diseases and sicknesses. I declare your healing from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Father, heal my family, friends, and loved ones. Let your healing be their portion too. I boldly declare that I am a child of God. I walk in victory through faith. I am the head and never the tail. I am what God says I am in Jesus' mighty name. I boldly declare Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures, he letteth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul, he letteth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies, thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you, my Father God, for hearing my prayer and answering my prayer. Amen. As this message has blessed you, type the word Amen in the comments section and share with us your testimony too in the comments section. In the name of Jesus Christ, all these blessings have come upon you now. Beloved, help us spread the gospel of Christ and reach more people all over the world by liking this video and sharing this message with your family, friends, and loved ones. We really appreciate your great support. We plead with you to subscribe so you can receive more videos that will revive your spirit and uplift your life. Christ came that all people will be saved. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, this is the right time to do so. Say this after me. Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner and because of me, you came to die on the cross of Calvary. Father, forgive me of all my sins. Today, I boldly declare that you are my Lord and personal Savior. Come into my heart and lead me. As you have said this prayer, congratulations, you have been born again. Please look for a pastor in a Bible-believing church and tell him you have given your life to Christ. You will need to fellowship with other believers to learn about your new life. Prayer is a very powerful tool God has given us. With prayer, our problems receive solution and we get comforted by God. Please leave your prayer request in the comment section. We are constantly interceding on your behalf before God. Trust me, friends, our God will answer your every prayer request. Sometimes we may not reply to your prayer request in the comment section, but that does not mean we are not praying for you. We have you at heart in your requests. May the grace of our Jesus Christ and the love of God be with you now and forevermore. Amen.